102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 749, partly sunny, 68 degrees today. And it's time to talk to Eddie Money, a guy who's been just a favorite on Long Island for a long time. And, of course, it's been decades of hits and doing great stuff. And now has a reality show that's on Access TV. You can watch the trailer on the BAB Facebook page, 102.3 WBAB on Facebook, if you want to see what it's all about. Very nice house. Hey, Eddie, remember us here on Long Island? How you doing?
Come on, man. It's my favorite station in the entire world, man. BAB. You and I go way back.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's funny. You were here, I guess, about maybe a year, 2 years ago, cutting commercials for a gig you were doing. And I need I need to apologize because you dropped a joint on the floor. And, and me and my promotion, this guy Jason that works here, we kind of looked at each other. We picked it up. Like, should we give it back to him? I'm like, hell no.
Well, I quit smoking pot, too. It makes my wife very happy. You know what they say? A happy wife is a happy life. Now it's like life for Betty Ford to see Eddie Money show. Because, you know, my kids, they go out now and they drink. My daughter's loaded on stage. And my mother used to say to me, someday you'll have kids just like you. And I go, what's wrong with that? Now I know exactly what she's talking about.
So you're a
mom's getting payback. That's right.
So you're all sober now? Completely sober?
I got to be. You know, I mean, it's like the fact of the matter is I play golf like Stevie Wonder at night.
Okay.
And I got so high in the 70s and the 80s, I feel like I'm still high. It's like so crazy.
Right.
But, you know, I can't take a Xanax. I mean, I just, you know.
Nothing.
I take baby aspirins, and I take pills for my blood pressure. I don't know what the hell they're giving me, but you know what?
Right.
None of it gets me high, unfortunately.
Is there any of that time period that you just don't remember? You know what I mean? I mean, you had a lot of stuff happening really fast over a lot of years. Is there stuff where you don't remember years at a time?
Well, I got to tell you the truth, man. I OD'd on Phenytoin, which is the same drug that killed Tom Petty. It's like a synthetic heroin, and it's killing kids all over the country. It is such a horrible drug. When I was doing it, I was snorting South American country before I had that overdose, but when I snorted it that night, I went out like a light, and I killed a cigarette and murdered my left leg. My nerves didn't twitch, so I couldn't even walk for 11 months.
Wow.
I used to walk, and I'd get from my bedroom to my living room to make the No Control album with Tom Dowd. But I've had a lot of ups and downs. But I don't want my kids growing up, and even though they're in the 20s right now, thinking their father was a blow freak or an alcoholic or a cock hound. I want to put all that behind me. You know?
Mm-hmm, right, yeah. But their dad was a blow freak and an alcoholic. You're not hiding it from them. They're in their 20s.
Yeah, but you know what? Before I did the TV show and stuff like that,
yeah,
my kids never really, really realized that I had a drug overdose back in 1980,
81.
Wow. Right. I never really talked about it, but it is what it is. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Eddie, how long have you been away from Long Island? You living out west now?
Yeah, I'm living out west, but I'm back in Long Island all the time. My sister still lives in Plainridge.
Yep.
My brother still lives in Levittown. I got an apartment up there at my brother's house. I'm back there all the time, you know. I mean, the best pizza in the world is not in New York City. It's in Long Island, where real Italian people still make it.
What's your spot? Right. You come home, what's your spot for a slice?
I like to go up there. There's this place called Gino's up there on East Meadow. It's in East Meadow up on Gardner's Avenue.
Okay.
Some of the Italian food in Long Island, it's just to die for. I mean, the clams, the lasagna. Every time I'm back there, I gain 10 pounds. I went to the doctor last week and I got on the scale. I said to him, "But what are you bitching about? Look at all the weight I'm losing." He said to me, "Put your other heel down."
We're talking to Eddie Money. Eddie, just going back, when you were a cop, how long were you a cop and where did you work?
I was a police trainer and I worked in the 13th precinct in Manhattan where they have that's where the academy is. And then my father wanted me closer to home. So he had me working at a 102 in Jamaica, and I had a lieutenant that didn't like me, and I was smoking pot at the time, and I was out of wine. My father was patrolman of the year, and then I was going to get thrown off the police department. My father saved my job, but I went on vacation, and I came out to California because my band moved out here, and I just never went back. Right. I didn't want to be a cop, you know? I just said, forget about it.
Right. So you didn't
but then when I got a good lottery number, and I wasn't going to get drafted, I said, forget about this. I'll see you later.
So you didn't even have a hit before you left the force yet?
No. I did. I left the police department in the early 70s. I didn't have a hit on the radio until like
1977?
I got signed at Sounds of the City, which was Abbott Night at Winterland.
Okay.
And we already written Baby Hold On and Too Thick as Paradise, somebody rock and roll the place. And, you know, Bill Graham wanted to start a record label to help his, you know, one thing good about Bill, he wanted to help all the people that worked for him. So we started a record label called Wolfgang Grudziądka, which was his original name. And I was one of his first stars with Wolfgang Grudziądka. And so I became a rock and roll star. And he got me on Saturday Night Live, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, all those great shows, you know. And he helped out everybody that he worked for. You know, Bill Graham was an amazing man. And he died in that helicopter accident. It was like losing a dad to me.
What's the biggest, like, if there's one gig you got to say, that was the greatest gig I ever did, what was it?
Well, I got to tell you the truth. After the drug overdose, I came back, and the first thing I really did big was I did the US Festival, which was great. 650,000 people out there. I said, Bill, let's do Give Me Some Water. In the middle of Give Me Some Water, let's spray the crowd with the hoses. And he said, that's a great idea. And we did the Dan Rather interview. They showed him when they put the hoses on the crowd, which was great.
Did you ever get to headline the Coliseum or the Garden or any of that stuff, the local stuff?
I headlined the Coliseum, and I headlined the Garden with, like, me and Cyndi Lauper. Well, girls just want to have fun. But no matter who you're opening up, if you're going to open up a chick, you better be good, because they're always going to steal the show. Whether it's, you know, Lita Ford or Stevie Nicks or Cyndi Lauper, or the Pretender. What's her name?
Chrissy Hynde.
Pretenders? Yeah. Oh, is she amazing or what? I mean, that sexy hick. I mean, there's something about that.
You know,
that turns me on. I can't believe it.
I got to meet Chrissy Hynde. It was a backstage at Jones Beach. And Chrissy Hynde is just walking back. She's so friggin' rock and roll. She's just walking backstage. She's got jeans and a t-shirt on. She's got a bottle of wine that she's just drinking out of. And I'm like, you are the coolest chick I've ever seen. I'm like, she's just oozed cool. You know what I'm saying?
I've got to tell you, there's nothing sexier than seeing her sweat and that eye makeup run down her cheek.
What's better than that?
Brass in my pocket and all those green. So I think, and she's from Ohio, too.
Yeah.
And my daughter, Jessica. I mean, she does Etta James so fantastic. I mean, I played a wedding for my dentist last week, and my wife just mean, what are you playing your dentist's wife's birthday party for?
Right.
I said, honey, you know how much expensive root canals are?
Yeah.
But my daughter got up there and sang at last and just knocked down the house.
Right.
It's just, awesome. Really great.
All right, Eddie, hold on. More with Eddie Money, who is quite a character. Coming up next, right now at 7:56. You're 4 minutes away from the cash keyword. WBAB $1,000 Workday Payoff, brought to you by Riverhead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 8 o'clock, we'll announce the cash keyword. Good luck winning the money today. Here's Ted.
Your BAB brand.
Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 8:05, partly sunny, 68. Should be a really nice day today. We're talking with Eddie Money, whose reality show Real Money started on Access TV. It's on Sunday nights. You can watch the trailer on the WBAB Facebook page if you'd like to, and then catch it on Access. One of the great lines from his wife is that before she knew him, she was confused. She didn't know if he was John Mellencamp or Huey Lewis. She had them all confused. She had no idea about rock and roll. I mean, that's what stars like. So, Eddie, you're not living on Long Island. You miss Long Island? What's going on? You miss it?
Well, you know what? I'm a Long Island boy like Billy Joel or Cyndi Lauper. There's a lot of great people. You know, Neil Diamond's from our neighborhood and Laura Branigan. I mean, I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. That's okay. But you know what? I'm in the Long Island Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Twisted Sister, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Cyndi Lauper. I mean, come on.
We're
from New York. We're good people.
That's right.
Did you talk to Dee or anybody before you ventured into reality television?
I like Dee Snider, fantastic. He's got a very talented son, and he's got a crazy wife like me.
Yes, you're right.
You're right about that.
Dee's really good people, and you know he's better. He's like a real stick man. I mean, you put a guitar in his hand, he can give you a Four Seasons song. The guy, I mean, he's very very entertaining. And you know what it is about Dee? It's the real deal.
What
you're going to see is what you get. It's just good people. I like the guy a lot.
But did you talk to him or anybody before you started doing the reality show, like what you were really signing up for?
The only reason I did the reality show is because people don't sell records anymore. And I got my son. And my son, you know, I never knew that my son was talented. I was always on the road a lot. And then he started working with all my ex-bass players. And he gave me a tape with 5 songs on it. Guys, I was in the car. I almost started crying. The material was so good. Now, he doesn't sing like me, but he got his writing ability. Not that I'm boasting about my writing ability, but I did write some great songs. But his writing ability was great. And what I want to do is I want to make sure that he gets the exposure that he needs. I mean, if you think about how many records Imagine Dragons could have sold,
right,
or even Taylor Swift, if people weren't downloading music for nothing. You know what they say, video killed the radio star? Well, you know what? The internet killed the recording artist.
Hey, Eddie, you must be happy you did the reality show. It looks really good. It's very funny. And I'm sure, looking back at it, now that you've done it, you must be very happy that you took the shot and put the cameras in your house.
Well, yeah, I'm happy that I did the show because my wife is a pretty girl. You know, she's great. I hate to say it, I'm so macho, but she's great arm candy, so to speak. And the kids are good. I mean, the house is nice. We did a lot of great episodes. And I'm glad of the fact, you know, I tell everybody, I wish I could have shot this 10 years ago and 10 pounds ago.
Right. Of course.
Right.
Who wouldn't?
I got to tell you, the other night I took a Cialis and I thought I was going to, you know, that's a $32 a pill.
Yeah.
I'm not Billy Joel. I went upstairs. I thought we were going to have a little honeymoon, but you know what? I forgot to empty the dishwasher.
That ruined it.
Dude, that's right?
You know, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I didn't clean the counters, you know? I didn't take the garbage can.
It ruins everything.
I'm like an American dad. It happens. I mean, it's the same thing. All the kids move out. They go to college. They drop out. They move back. And worst part about it, then my son, Desmond, he's got a girlfriend, and she's from Turkey. Well, she doesn't want to go back to Turkey, so she's living in my son's bedroom. And she comes from money, too. She's got an apartment in Beverly Hills that her parents pay for, and she's living in my son's bedroom.
In your house.
I can't believe it. But I guess it's great. Cool. I guess it's great TV, guys. Whatever, you know.
That's awesome. Well, it looks like you've done very well. Good for you. Over an awesome career, and we look forward to watching your show, and keep watching it, because you've done some great stuff. And never forget your roots back here. We love you here.
And listen, if you come home.
Hey, you know what? I'll always be a Long Island boy. You know that. I dig the hell out of it.
Well, listen, if you come home, when you come home, doors open, come in, and we'll sit
stop
down.
By.
And we'll do the whole morning.
Yeah,
we'll hang out.
I know where your PAP is. You got that great pizza place about a half a block away in the same complex. What's the name of that place?
Yep, Cafe Gio.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, great. And they get the clams with the white sauce. Fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
Every time I go back to New York, I gain 10 pounds. I told my wife I loved her. She said, get off me.
Eddie Money Dangerfield, good to have him here. Hey, Eddie,
I'll
thank you.
Later, huh?
All right,
care,
come by anytime, huh?
Continued success. I love BAB.
Right on. Take care.
Thanks,
bro.
Eddie. Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy.
I mean, if you liked him, you like him even more after just listening to him. He's great. Eddie Money, real money on Sunday nights on Access TV.
How many times a day do you think his wife rolls her eyes?
I know, I rolled my eyes like 6 times during that interview. So his wife.
That's only
in one interview.
And those two pieces combined were 11 minutes. That's 11 minutes. You rolled your eyes 6 times.
I sure did.
How many times a day do you think his wife rolls her eyes?
That's who he is, man. He's always been the same. It's great. By the way, listen, if you missed the cash keyword at 8 o'clock, here it is. We'll tell you about it for the DBAB $1,000 Workday Payoff. The keyword is BIG to 70123. That's where you text it. That's B-I-G, BIG to 70123. You've got till 8:15 a.m., so you got a few minutes left to text for a shot to win $1,000. Good luck from 102.3 WBAB. Right now, it's time for the Roads with Ted.
Your BAB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.